You and I are the whole process. We are totality itself. And when I can understand this true nature of myself as the totality of the whole universe, the Vedic expression here is Aham Brahmasmi, then only will I know myself as bliss. This bliss is not mere happiness. Happiness for this or that reason is just another form of misery. The seer says, when I know myself as the totality, then I know myself as bliss. And this bliss is closer to me than my body. It's nearer to me than my mind. And it follows me wherever I go. I now know myself and understand myself as the immeasurable potential of all that was, is, and will be. I know myself now as the immeasurable potential of all that was, is, and will be. Now I know that I'm not in the mind is in me. I'm not in the body is in me. I'm not in the world is in me. Body, mind, and world happen to me because I find them interesting. And my desires are like seeds left in the ground. They wait for the right season and then spontaneously bloom into beautiful flowers and majestic gardens, into mighty trees and enchanted forests. There is no other I than the entire universe. I am being, and I am nowhere and everywhere at the same time. I am omnipresent. I am omniscient. I am the eternal spirit that animates everything in existence. So now we can begin to answer that basic question that we started out with. Who am I? The answer is, I am pure potentiality. And pure potentiality can neither be destroyed nor created. It can only be expressed. When we read about it in the Vedic texts, in the Bhagavad Gita, for example, we hear it's said of this pure potentiality, this quantum mechanical subtle body of ours, fire cannot burn it, water cannot wet it, wind cannot dry it, weapons cannot cleave it. It's ancient, it's unborn, and it never dies. So the next question, where did I come from? And the answer to that is, I did not come from anywhere, because I was always here. The body comes and goes, but I'm always here. And what happens when I die? Nothing happens because I do not die. The comparison is often made about a house and the space that is contained in the house. The brick walls may be torn down and you may make another house with a new set of bricks. But what happens to the space that the house encloses? The space can neither be created nor destroyed. Another analogy frequently given is that two people are speaking on the phone and somebody suddenly cuts the lines off. What happens to the people? Where do they go? Nothing happens to the people, and they don't go anywhere. Only certain lines of communication have temporarily been cut off. And so too, when physical death occurs, nothing happens to you or me. Only certain lines of communication that use a certain nervous system have temporarily been disrupted.